This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. Now, without any further ado, let's welcome the host of this broadcast, Christina Sasso.
Hello, everybody. It's Christina Sasso here with this week's Godcast. Welcome, everybody, our friends, our partners, new listeners, and veteran listeners. We are glad to have you here with us. I believe I have something I want to say to you for this particular time. Today is December 22nd. It is the Sunday before Christmas, as we do our countdown to December 31st. So we're only a few days away from Christmas, and we're a little bit more than a week away from the new year. So we're excited with anticipation and expectation of what this year end will bring and what the new year of 2014 will bring. So I'm just going to jump right in. We have been speaking the word of the Lord that Pastor George Pearson's had given on December 1st. And I just want to read that again to you, because the more we verbalize it, the more it gets into our ears and down into our heart. So here it is. Whatever has not been accomplished this year will be accomplished by the end of this year. Within 8 days, I expect the miraculous to happen. Whatever I have needed, I will have. 8 days. Relationships completely restored, healings manifested, bills paid in full, debt released. I expect my greatest and most joy-filled Christmas ever. I've had some good Christmases before, but they will pale in comparison to this Christmas. Joy is supernatural. Supernatural strength, spiritual strength. It's my strength to stand victoriously against anything. Habakkuk 3:17 says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, so the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. That's the joy. Now I walk in that place and expect the miraculous. So today is the 22nd, so it's the 22nd day of speaking this word out loud over our lives. And we have heard some awesome testimonies. So we have been reading this since December 1st. And as of today, this recording, the 22nd day of our run and our vault into the new year 2014, the best year we ever had. And we have been hearing and experiencing some wonderful testimonies of reconciliation, vindication, wealth, health, and it's not over. And if you're just first tuning in today and you're saying, oh, I didn't get in on this from, I just started today and it's already the 22nd, don't you fret at all. Jump in now. And it doesn't matter when you latch on to this, when you grab a hold of this, when you take this for yourself, it doesn't matter. It'll work for you no matter what. Don't you fret about it. Don't you think that you missed the boat. You did not. Just start speaking it today. Just start believing it today. This applies for every single day. And this is going to continue as we move into 2014. So don't feel like you missed out on anything. You did not. Absolutely not. So in the last Godcast, we talked about not getting discouraged or taking the position of the older brother in the prodigal son story, like, hey, how come that happened for them and it didn't happen for me? And I've been doing this, this, and this. I've been a missionary and I've been tithing and blah, 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 blah. And we said, you know, don't get into that whole thing. And we actually had some cool stories that will encourage you in relation to that. And we're going to share all that with you, so don't worry, and we're going to put that up on the website. We're really excited to see how faithful God is, and just the awesomeness of how God loves us and blesses us. But I just want to reiterate what Frank and I heard this morning from Pastor George Pearson's when he was talking about this during morning service at Eagle Mountain Church. And interestingly enough, what this morning's devotion from A History of God mentioned, Frank wrote this morning's devotion, and it actually quoted the same scriptures, some of the same scriptures that I'm going to talk about today. And I always say there's no such thing as a coincidence. Whenever I see something like that happen, it's something that I want to pay attention to. So first scripture I want to look at is 2 Kings 7, 1 and 2. Then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then the captain on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "If the Lord should make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" But Elisha said, "You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it." And that's from the Amplified. Let me just give you a little background on that story and what was going on at the time. Some of this information I got on a website, and it's a study of the prophet Elisha. And on the page that I'm looking at, it says, "Have you ever felt like you cannot go on? Have you ever felt like you cannot trust God one more day? Ever felt like you can't wait for God a moment longer?" I know I can almost say everyone listening has been in that place. If you've already been in that place, or maybe you're in that place right now, where you're like, "I'm hanging on by a thread, the skin of my teeth right now. My claws are dug in, and I don't know if I can make it till tomorrow." If you look at the story from 2 Kings, you'll see a similar feeling of despair here. It's almost like you get this feeling of despair, like, "I don't think I can hang on for one more day." But my encouragement is to hang on. Don't give up. Do not give up. The lows and highs of this story may just mirror your life. So if you are currently faced with difficulties that stretch your faith to the breaking point, I would ask you to read on. The scriptures that we're covering here now are 2 Kings 6, 24, 29. Now, I'm not going to read them all to you. I'm just going to summarize. Samaria is under siege, and the king of Aram is declaring war. A siege was that they surrounded the area, so no food was getting in or out, no commerce was going on, so basically they were starving the people out. So the price for a donkey head and for seed pods, which I would imagine were things that you really wouldn't choose to eat, had gone through the roof because food was so scarce. So people are starving, there's price gouging, you know, they're charging you exorbitant amounts for basically crappy food or something you wouldn't even feed, you know, your dogs. So things are getting really desperate there. So much so that one of the women in the town, she had to eat her own child. Okay, so this is pretty bad. This is a really desperate situation. I mean, how do you even imagine you're so hungry that this is the solution to your problem, to cook your own child? It's unbelievable. We can't even imagine the desperation of that situation. Okay, so that's what's kind of going on in the story. So the king is very upset because he's hearing this story and he's just devastated by this, the king of Samaria. And now he's got to blame somebody, so he's blaming Elisha and he's saying, "Elisha, I'm going to have your head, off with your head. I'm not going to wait one more minute for you. This disaster has come from God. You lied to me. The situation looks bleak. The situation looks impossible. God isn't going to come through. The prophet lied. Let's kill Elisha because we don't know what we're going to do. So let's just kill the man of God because he lied to us." So the question's asked, have you ever gotten to that point where you've maybe blamed God, where you've decided that you can't wait any longer and you're just going, "You know what, God's not coming through, so I'm going to have to come up with my own plan. God's not going to answer me. God's not going to come through. I'm going to have to figure it out." Yikes, I say. Maybe you're reading the Bible, you're praying, you're seeking the Lord, and you don't seem to be getting an answer. Or maybe you've had a promise from God earlier in your life, and you've been waiting, like Abraham, and you just haven't seen an answer, and now you're just going to take matters into your own hands. Well, be assured, you're not alone. I think we've all been in that situation. Abraham was in that situation, took matters into his own hands. The woman in the story took matters into her own hands. Okay, so we're going to now move on from there to the scripture I initially read. 2 Kings 7, 1 and 2. Elijah said, "Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, a seah of flour will sell for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." The officer on whose arm the king was leaning said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of heaven, could this happen?" Elisha says, "You will see it with your own eyes," Elijah answered, "but you will not eat any of it." Elisha is now prophesying that within 24 hours, the siege is going to be over, food is going to sell for what it's worth, there's going to be plenty of food to eat, and everything is going to be resolved. And the king is like, "Are you kidding me? Have you looked around? Do you see the desperate situation we're in? Even if the floodgates of heaven open, this is not going to solve itself." At that moment, the king cut off his blessing. He couldn't see it. He couldn't agree with it. And because of that, he wasn't going to participate in it. So I want to encourage you that even if you are at that desperate point, we're going to remember four words. And this is from Pastor George Pearson's. Four words. I want you to write them down. And those words are, "By this time tomorrow." By this time tomorrow. Is there something that you're waiting for? Something that you've been praying for, maybe for years? Health, reconciliation, maybe the salvation of your family, finances, whatever it is, don't give up. When the pressure is the greatest, the answer is imminent. What are the four words? By this time tomorrow. Yes, I want you to say it. By this time tomorrow. I want you to have the audacity and the guts to say that out loud. By this time tomorrow, this situation is going to turn around. Now, stop there. Stop. Stop thinking, because I know a lot of you are going right to, "But how? How could it be? You don't understand." But shut your mind off. Stop and look. Let's look back at what God did and still doing and is still promising. Let's look at what the word says. So you stop thinking and figuring it out yourself, and let's look at what God said. God is the God of the impossible. What happened as a result of these words being spoken by the prophet? Everything was just as he said. Everything turned around. It turned around in an amazing way. I love the way God does things. It's just not a logical thing. Like if you look at some of the victories that you see in the Old Testament, like when God is going to bring victory over Jericho, he said, "Okay, I want you to march around the town and blow horns." It's, what? That's ridiculous. How are we going to overcome this by blowing horns and marching around? Did it work? Yes. Then Gideon, you look at the story of Gideon, 300 men up against 120,000, and they win. It doesn't make sense, but it happened. Let's blow some horns and shine the light, and they'll run away. And then in this situation, when all things seem lost, he uses four leprous men and some spooky sounds to bring deliverance. And the situation completely turned around. It's a great story. I'm not going to read it to you, but I encourage you to read it. So even though the situation looks bleak, even though it looks in your mind to be like an impossible thing, and we're here talking about expecting and speaking, and you're saying, "I know, but you don't know my situation," I want you to shut that part of your brain off. I know it's hard because you're looking at it in the natural, and I want you to turn your attention to the God of the impossible. And remember those four words: by this time tomorrow. By this time tomorrow, in the next 24 hours, the situation could be totally changed. The only thing that could prevent it is you cutting it off, just like the king cut it off from Elisha. Elisha says, "You will see it, but you will not eat of it." And this is not a condemning word. This is not to get you upset. This is to encourage you, because you know what? If you don't see it in the next 24 hours, then tomorrow you say, "By this time tomorrow." And you don't stop saying it until you see it. That's the key. Don't give up. That's what I'm trying to encourage you with. Don't give up. God is not a liar. God is faithful all the time. And then here we have our response to, once we see the blessing, what do we do? When the blessing manifests, we are so excited and happy and joyous. And then we turn that and we thank God and we praise Him and we rejoice. And then we share it. We share it and we share it because we want to be blessing fountains. We want to be blessing conduits. We want to take the blessing of the Lord and pass it through our lives and then share it and give the glory to God so that people can be thankful and they can thank God and then they can be blessed and then they can pass it on and on and on and on it goes. Never, never stopping. So hang on. Remember those four words. By this time tomorrow. I want to hear testimonies about that. Okay, so keep them coming. We love hearing them. We're putting them up on the website. When we do the Q&A, we're going to read them. We're going to share them with you. We're just excited, really excited. And if you're out there and you maybe you haven't experienced it manifesting yet, that doesn't mean it's not going to, because by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow. Now, I also want to look at John 6:21, because this ties together. John 6:21. Then they were quite willing and glad for him to come into the boat. And now the boat went at once to the land they had steered toward. And immediately they reached the shore toward which they had been slowly making their way. Did you catch that? Look at that. So Jesus was walking on the water. They see him. They think he's a ghost. And he said, "Don't be afraid. It's me." And like, "Oh, wow, it's Jesus." And they say, "Come in the boat." So they gladly take him into the boat. He gets in the boat. And then it says, immediately they reach the shore to which they had been slowly making their way. They're in the midst of a storm. They're rowing. They're fighting the wind. Jesus gets in the boat. And then immediately they're at their destination. Pastor George Pearson said this, and I just made such a clear picture in my head. So you look at that. You imagine Jesus is stepping in from the water. He steps into the boat, then steps out on the other side onto land. Immediately, the boat was at their destination. Did you catch that? Immediately. I don't know about you, but I know I'm feeling that we want these immediate outcomes. Gone are the days of we're praying and we're going to pray for months. And No. This is going to be coming down to hours and minutes now. We're going to be calling things and it's going to happen immediately. Why do I say that? Because it happened in the Word. And if it happens in the Word, it can happen for us today. We should be moving like the Acts church moved. We should be raising people from the dead immediately. We should see immediate healing manifestations. We should see immediate prosperity, immediate reconciliation, immediate salvations. It's going to happen. This is it. 2014, victory over death. Frank and I, we've gone to many wakes. And we speak to the body and we speak forth life. And we have yet to see anybody raised from the dead, but we are expecting to see it. And we did have a word. Dave Smithurst gave us that word. He said, "The Lord knows what you do at funerals and wakes, and you will see people raised from the dead." So 2014 is the year. Victory over death. We're going to see it. We're going to see immediate results. I'm saying that scripture, John 6:21, to bring out the point of the immediacy. That's our expected outcome. Immediate results are a mindset, and that mindset comes from the renewal of our minds. It comes from meditating on the fulfillment of the promises that were given to us in the Word. It comes from dreaming about them, imagining them, pondering our prayers manifested immediately. The things that you're thinking about, the things that you're waiting on, the things that you're expecting, do you sit with the Lord and do you imagine them? Like, what does it look like? What does it look like in the natural? What are you going to see when these things come to pass? What's going to feel like? Involve your senses in this dreaming, imagining, pondering. This is part of the renewing of your mind. So these things now bring immediate results. We have to have a vision of that reality before we experience it. But it will happen, and it will only happen as fast as we can imagine it and renew our minds to it. So this year, we're going to see an acceleration. I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like time is literally flying. I mean, I've been saying it every time we come to the Q&A. Is it really already August? Is it really October? Thanksgiving is over, and here we are, the Sunday before Christmas. Time is speeding up. We're running. We're running that race. We're running. We're ready to vault. Think of that run to the vault. Leaping into 2014. What are those four words again? By this time tomorrow. What? You answer it. By this time tomorrow, what? Everything will be different. Anything can be different. What can you think of that you would want different in 24 hours? Imagine it. Meditate on it. Picture it. Praise God for it. Thank Him now, and then share it. So, I am excited and I am expecting to hear wonderful stories and testimonies of the things that are coming to pass in your lives. We're excited to hear about the glorious things that are taking place and manifesting, and we're excited to come back to you again in a week. It'll be a couple days before the new year. When we talk to you again, we'll be seeing if we have some things to share with you. I know we will. So I want to just say Merry Christmas to everyone, to anybody who is listening to this, your friends, your family, your coworkers. We just appreciate you. We love you. And we want you to know that we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries, seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.